You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hit. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
In the midst of life's ups and downs and uncertainties, we still rise. Join us mornings starting at 5 a.m. as we rise in worship on Love Radio Network 24. That's 5 a.m. daily for Rise in Worship, only on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Well, good evening, family. I hope all is well with you. Welcome to the Kiss of Life show. You know what it is, the show about empowerment and transformation. I am your worldwide host and motivational coach, Kimberly Renee. Thank you so much for tuning in and streaming with us on Love Radio Network 24, where we give you all the latest news, good music, trending topics, and more. So family, I'd like to share an anonymous quote with you tonight that I hope will, sort of put things in perspective for you. And the quote says, "The best weight you'll ever lose is the weight of other people's opinions." For many, there seems to be this preoccupation with image and what people think. And, many people have this insatiable need to be affirmed, which is called approval addiction. But there's something to be said, when adults suffer from this addiction. You know, this desire would seem more expected from children, in their formative years, as their character is still being shaped and their ideas about life are being developed, as well as their discovery of self. Needless to say, they thirst for the approval and acceptance of their parents because they are the main authority figures in their life. And, honestly, what our parents think of us, it's very important to us. And, they're the ones guiding us and shaping our personalities, teaching us our values, helping us to hit our goals and providing the wisdom and knowledge and the tools for us to find our way in this world when we're growing. So it would make sense that our parents' opinions, really hold much weight in our lives. I would venture to say that our significant other's opinion would hold just as much weight, but we're living in a time when opinions are coming from us. They're coming to us at, from all different directions, basically. And it can almost be considered, an epidemic of sorts, as social media has given us this platform to do so. It's as if it's created a subliminal license for others to spew their perpetual negativity. And studies have shown that, criticism has a greater impact actually than compliments. Furthermore, bad news frequently draw more attention than good news, unfortunately. And according to an article by Kendra Cherry in the Very Well Mind publication, the reason for this is because negative events have a greater impact on our brains than positive ones. Psychologists refer to this as negative bias, also called the negativity bias, which can have a negative effect on our behavior, our decisions, and our relationships. And, this negativity bias means that we feel the sting of rebuke more powerfully than we feel the joy of praise. That's something. Wow. Society seems to be inundated with negativity. It's on the news. It's on social media. I've seen those who have just, you know, really taken social media breaks because it's just all too much sometimes. People, they're going to have opinions about one thing or another until the end of time. So it's not something that, you know, we're really ever going to escape. However, we can determine how we respond to those opinions, unwelcomed or otherwise. And as we navigate our lives, of course, we should carry ourselves with dignity and live a life of decency. We should be polite and have manners. And there are characteristics and behaviors that are becoming of societal norms. So, you know, there are times when one's judgment of our behavior is relevant. We do need to make a good impression, you know, on our jobs, you know, and doing job interviews and in certain social settings, things like that. We will be judged on our character, but this is not what I'm speaking of. I'm speaking of the judgment and opinions of others concerning the personal choices we make for our own lives, right? So, you know, growth, change, and new directions are all a part of life. And when we experience or express any of these things, no doubt there will be those who will have opinions. There will be those whose opinions will either uplift us or attempt to tear us down. All right. So whatever the case, be mindful to just drown out the noise because that's really all it is. Okay. So tonight's topic is those who mind don't matter. Right. So we know that opinions are always going to be there. So I just want to share four tips on really basically how to handle other people's opinions, because you know that they're going to give them regardless, okay, until the end of time. That's just human nature, okay? So when we're speaking of handling the opinions of others, you know, especially the negative ones, it's really what I'm speaking of, because the positive ones really don't actually bother us, but it just seems to be so much negativity that we've just been inundated with today in the world, and it's just, you know, it just is very attracting. It's very appealing for some reason. So I'm just going to give you some tips on how to deal with that. So number one is develop a thick skin. All right. The need to feel accepted really is a universal human desire, but sometimes that need takes center stage, and what others think about us takes on more importance than what we think about ourselves. And so when we begin to prioritize someone else's thoughts, feelings, and perceptions about our own lives, that can be catastrophic. So we must really just have enough self-awareness and confidence to not be overly responsive to the negative opinion of others. When you're self-assured, you really won't fall apart or let the opinions of others deflate you or make you doubt yourself. You know yourself, you know your desires, and you know what's best for your life. And even at the point of making mistakes, as we all do, you know, really, they're your own mistakes to make, okay? This is not the case of a child whose character and values are still being developed, okay? You know, that's someone who still clearly needs guidance, but we're talking about adults, right? We are all adults. We have lived and learned some things. We pretty much have earned our right to make our own choices, and especially when those choices aren't in any way affecting the lives of those, who freely choose to share their opinions of the choices that we make for our lives. Many times, really opinionated people are just really deflecting from their own stuff, whether they realize it or not. And I find that those who are busy building and trying to make the best of their lives don't really have much to say concerning the lives of others because, you know, they have enough going on in their own lives, not to be overly concerned about what the next person's got going on, right? So you do have to, you know, really just be strong enough to drown out the noise, be able to stand firm in your choices and convictions about your life and be okay with the unpopular opinions that may come your way, right? Not that you're accepting of those opinions that were basically unsolicited in the first place, but just, you know, knowing that people are going to be who they are regardless, and sometimes you're going to going to have to shut them down, period, right? It all boils down to living your life unapologetically and without feeling like you need permission to do so. And, you know, I've shared this story on several occasions about when I started dating Sugar Bear. And by the time I had met him, you know, I was well into my dating journey after being single for 13 years. And I, you know, had decided I was ready to start dating again, you know, with the intent of being married. And so I was very strategic. And people may have, you know, thought that my approach was weird, but I certainly didn't, because my thought pattern was that people can be strategic about their higher education goals. They're strategic about which social organizations they select, you know, all the way to what career path, you know, that they'll take, all in the name of selecting the best options for them to gain the level of success that they want to achieve, right? So why wouldn't I be strategic about my selection of who I intend to make covenant with and build a life with, right? So for me, it was just basically a weeding out process. And, you know, some guys I connected with, you know, they weren't even worth continuing the conversation. Not even that they weren't worth it, but, you know, it wasn't worth it for me to continue that conversation, because I knew, okay, that's not the one, and we're not even going to go down that road, you know, to take the time to go on a deeper level. Because, you know, you get red flags about things, and we have to use wisdom in all circumstances, right? And then there were some, you know, that I went on a date or two with, and then I met a gentleman that I actually ended up dating just a little under a year, and I brought him home to meet the family because I caved under the pressure of him just, you know, just wanting to meet my family. He just, oh, I want to meet your family. And it was like holiday time. So I brought him to Christmas dinner. And I mean, he met the family, like aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody, right? And then, you know, shortly thereafter, I just realized, like, he just wasn't for me. So that ended. But it was a lesson learned. And so, you know, now once I met Sugar Bear, you know, I'm doing things totally different. So I'm taking my time with him, you know, because I see something really special in this guy. And, you know, he could be the one, and I really want to get this right. So I'm just keeping him to myself until I'm sure that, you know, we're on the right track, or a track that we could, you know, really go towards a future, you know. And so, honestly, you know, when you are dating like that, especially the way I was dating and meeting different people, like, you know, the online dating and stuff, because that's just the way of the world, which I was kind of skeptical about. But, you know, I had my praying friends, you know, encouraging me. So I did it that way. And so you don't need to bring everyone home. You know, you're just feeling stuff out and stuff like that. So, you know, I was still getting pressure from family and friends, you know, but I was still figuring things out. And, you know, if we were ready to take the next step, and, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, you know, so when are we going to meet this David guy? You know, what's he all about? Yada, yada, and everything. But, you know, I did not cave under the pressure. You know, because some people were genuinely curious and happy for me and, you know, just asking, and, you know, but then some people, like, their energy was just different, you know, like, it was like, almost like, I want to meet this guy so I could check him out and tell you how I feel. And like, almost like they wanted to approve of him. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You know, first of all, when I'm ready to introduce him, I will do so. And it's not going to be for the sake of seeking anyone's approval. You know, I'm not overly concerned with, you know, your opinion of who I'm choosing to date. The introduction is really merely for the sake of, you know, satisfying your curiosity and informing you that, you know, this is who I'm choosing to share my life with, right? Because at this stage of my life, I'm neither seeking approval or opinions about my love life, you know. And my mom didn't raise no fool. Like, you know, if something's off, I clearly know how to get out of a thing very swiftly, right? And, you know, let me just clarify, because I'm not so pompous, you know, as to think that I can't seek, you know, wisdom and godly counsel, you know, that's not, you know, my mentality. But I pray for wisdom. I seek God for direction in my life. And there are times when I will seek advice, but the circle of those that I do seek advice from is very small. And when I do, it's usually because I have a good idea of what the probable decision is that I'm going to be making, but I'm just gathering information, you know, from those people who are close to me. They know my character, they know my weaknesses and my strengths. So I'm using all that information, you know, to help me look at my situation from all angles. And so their feedback helps me in making a more informed decision for my life. Okay. I'm cautious. I don't really make decisions haphazardly and stuff. And so, in life you can move confidently and, you have to develop a thick skin because people are going to interject their opinions into your life. Okay. And so when you develop that thick skin, that's just a stance you take and it will greatly benefit you, when it comes to standing, really by your own life choices. Okay. So, number two is, find your tribe and seek constructive criticism within it, right? So there are people who can identify with you and will support you in your choices. And even if they find fault with your choices, they will give you feedback, but they'll do it in a loving, non-judgmental way, right? Just like I said, I have my circle of peers that I seek advice from when necessary. These are the people that I trust. These are the people, that have my back. They want to see me win. So, they'll be fair in their criticisms and feedback, and they're not seeking to tear me down, right? But they're going to tell me things in love and for my best interest and because I asked. They're not just interjecting just to interject, right? So you have two types of opinionated people. The first ones are those that like don't even know you, right? They don't know you from a can of paint and, and so they'll spew their venomous opinions from afar, which can, still be hurtful, right? Especially when it's done, publicly, like this recent incident with this, woman, Tessica Brown, and I specifically used her name, although many may not know it. This is the woman who used the Gorilla Glue on her hair, and the public dubbed her the Gorilla Glue Girl. But she has a name, which is Tessica Brown. And the public, they raked her over the coals. This is from common everyday people to celebrities, right? And yes, she made an erroneous judgment, but who hasn't made mistakes in life, right? So many were just hurling their hurtful opinions of her to the point that it affected her children, right? Like they were being bullied and teased in school. And it just became a mess. And, people called her stupid, said she did it for publicity and clout. All sorts of hurtful accusations. And, even my initial reaction was like, wow, that was kind of a silly move. But then I stopped to ask, well, why would she do a thing like that? Right. And then I began to investigate further and discovered that, there is actually a product on the market called Gorilla Gel. Then I thought, oh, well, maybe she got confused about the product. Then I went further and discovered that she knew exactly what the product was and admitted that she had, she had it in the house and she had used it before, but she just didn't think that it would do the harm to the degree that it did. But unfortunately, it did do much greater harm than she anticipated, nevertheless, she was blessed to get help and ended up having many more people that were empathetic than those who were critical. Nevertheless, it was still hurtful and, however disastrous, like I said, our mistakes are still ours to make. So, you have those ones who are going to tear you down from afar. And then you have the opinionated people who feel like, oh, it's just okay to share their opinions because of their closeness to you, right? Those family and friends, right? Those members who just tend to run off at the mouth, just because of your relationship, right? And, I've experienced this myself and it always amazes me how, a person will negatively comment on something, about your life or life's choices and then get offended with your response to their criticism, right? And then suddenly you're the indignant one. I don't know, but it always happens like that with those people. So, develop your tribe and then you can seek, the constructive criticism within it because you are going to, have people who still will support you in your life choices, right? And they won't mind, right? Number three is, take it with a grain of salt, all right? Just take it with a grain of salt. People's opinions are really ever changing. People themselves can just be fickle. One day, like you see it with the celebrities, like when you're up, you're up. When you're down, you're down. When you're on, you're on. When you're off, you're off. And so that's just the nature of a lot of people. And these are people who don't even really know you at all. you know? And I find that, you know, a lot of people who are spewing like the most venom and stuff like that and have the greatest opinions and the loudest voices, they're not even really doing anything. Like, what are you doing? But you have so much to say, right? And so I just suggest not becoming over invested, you know, in the negative opinions of others. You are the one who ultimately must live with your life choices, you know, long after, you know, those people have shared their opinions. Okay. So just, move how you move, do what you do, as long as it's not hurting anybody, it's not to anyone else's detriment. It's all for you in your life and your life choices and in your growth and your peace and your sanity. Just, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Okay. Number four is recognize that life is too short, right? There are those who are going to share their opinions, you know, unwelcomed or not, and they see no problem with it. You know, there's an ex-colleague of mine. She stays ready, like with the negative commentary, you know, regardless to the subject matter. Like she just, her pen is ready to just burst your bubble. Like everything is just always like, you know, glass, you know, half empty. It's just like, just negativity, 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 you know, and I've, you know, had to kind of say things to her and kind of steer her away from that myself, because she has just said things, and some people just have diarrhea of the mouth, and they don't think sometimes before they speak, you know, and she has an opinion about everything. We all have opinions, right? You know, I have opinions about many things. I just choose to not always share them. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 10:23, that speaks of a thing being lawful unto a person, but not expedient, right? So basically, just because you have the liberty to do something doesn't mean that you should. And some people just need to learn to, you know, have a little more discernment, you know, close their mouths, keep their mouth off of people, you know. And in any case, people are just who they are. And at the end of the day, you know, we really just have this one time, right? We have this one life. We have this one moment. And, you know, my thing is, do we really want to, worry about what others think, you know, because it can really just take you on a downward spiral thrust. You know, you can get depressed. You can get discouraged. And it's not healthy, you know? So whatever you have to do to shut out the noise, whether, you put some scriptures around your home, or you do some daily meditations or daily prayers, you do some positive affirmations, you surround yourself with positive people, you know, and I'm not talking about living a life, you know, really willy-nilly of just, you know, living your life haphazardly and just doing what you want to do, and that no one can ever, you know, give you any guidance or anything like that. I'm not speaking of just living a reckless and cavalier life. But, you know, when you are a person who is trying to develop your life, you're trying to do better, you're trying to grow, people want to put you in a box and they want to mold you, and they have so much to say about who they think you should be. And that's because they're so, you know, those people who know you are so familiar with who you've been or who they always think that you've been, that they, you know, for some reason, I don't understand why my change, you know, makes you uncomfortable. But that is the reality of you know, what we live with and what we have to endure, you know. And then people who don't know you, it's like, what difference does it make anyway? And like I said, unless it's really like, you know, public, it can still be hurtful even though you don't know those people, right? But just, you know, for you, just determine who you are, you know, what you want, and determine how to get it, right? You know, live your beautiful life on your terms, because those who mind don't matter, okay? So just to recap, the 4 points of, you know, just how in handling other people's negative opinions is, number one, you know, develop a thick skin. You know, that's very important, because when you are fully aware of yourself, when you know who you are and you're self-assured, that kind of stuff won't even bother you as much. You know, it'll just roll off your back like water off a duck, right? Number two, find your tribe and seek constructive criticism within it, okay? Because it's not that we can't ever, you know, get advice, and we should, you know, we all should have mentors and people who have done things better than us, who are further in life than us and stuff like that. They help keep us motivated. They help keep us grounded. You know, those are the people, you know, have your tribe that are going to support you and that you can get the criticism from, but the criticism without them tearing you down. Okay. Number three is, take it with a grain of salt. You know, people are wishy-washy. You know, they'll be with you one day, you know, like be against you the next day, you know. So they're flaky. They can be flaky. So just whatever they say, just take it with a grain of salt, right? That's not to say that you can't, you know, take, you know, the opinions of others. Like, you know, sometimes what is the phrase? It's like you chew the meat and you spit out the bones, you know, so you get what you get and then you throw away what you throw away, right? So just don't take it to heart so much to the point where it makes you lose sleep, basically, right? And then number four, just realize that, you know, life is too short. You know, we have this one life to live. Life is very precious. And, you know, you see people every day, like, taking their lives and stuff, you know, just people dealing with so much pressure because of self-image, you know, just in the media, in the public, and, you know, people just trying to live up to other people's expectations of them, right? And it's just, it's not worth it, okay? Just, you know, you live your life, you determine the road you want to take. And like I said, as long as it's not, you know, harmful to yourself, anyone else, or society, you know, basically just do you, okay? And that is my time, family. I hope that I really have said something that's going to resonate with you, because, you know, I come to you every week and I don't try to bring you, you know, just any old thing. I really have the heart for you. You guys have become my family. I appreciate your support. You know, over this last year, this is very new to me, but it's very exciting. And my goal is to help you just, you know, have the tools in your arsenal so that you can be your best self ever. Okay. And so that you can be empowered and motivated to really just live the life that you map out. You know, you have the blueprint. So I'm just trying to help you, get the tools to live your best self. So listen, stay with me, you know, follow me on my website at KimberlyRenee7.com. I'm on Facebook at Kimberly Renee at Truthfully Speaking LLC. Go to my page, please click like. I'm on Instagram at KimberlyRenee2425 and on Twitter at KimberlyRenee4. And my email address, if you just want to shoot me a hi, hello, how you doing? Have a good day. My email address is krd152@gmail.com. Family, listen, it's ladies' night, and up next is Simone Hurt on A Single Woman's Love. Thank you so much for hanging out with me once again for your weekly kiss on the Kiss of Life show. I love you guys so, so much, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Don't forget, there's greatness in you. Share it.
The Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.